Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome to the podcast today. This is Chris Crane, and you're listening to Undivided. And I have the pleasure of hosting in the podcast studio Aaron Mraz, who is with Guidestone Financial Resources, been there since 2017. Welcome to the podcast today, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. I know you hail from Prosper, Texas, so welcome to Birmingham. Have you enjoyed your stay here in the Magic City?
We were iced over and staying here an extra day, and I'm so happy to be here.
So we've got you hostage, and we welcome you. And if you're listening to this podcast into the future, we are recording in February of 2023, and there's a major ice event and a winter storm going on. And so we're glad to have Guidestone with us. They've been with us actually here in our partner center for several days doing some filming. So what was this filming that was going on, Aaron?
So I am over Mission Dignity, which is a ministry of Guidestone, and we help out retired ministers and widows who are at or below the poverty level. And we do a number of videos on them, and they have great stories to tell. And so we had the opportunity to hear from four of our recipients over the last couple of days, just amazing stories. And I don't want to, taint what's going to happen later on the videos. So, but to just to know their stories and the amazing journeys that they have had, and then of course come to the end of their lives just in need. And so these need our larger Southern Baptist family to rally around them, and that's through Mission Dignity.
I bet some folks listening today don't have a clue who Guidestone is. So could you just help us understand, what is Guidestone Financial Services?
So Guidestone exists to help every servant of Christ to finish well. And we were formed in 1918 as the Relief and Annuity Board. So we have always taken care of retired ministers and widows who are at or below the poverty level. The annuity part is where we basically started to launch off to help churches and their pastors to put back for themselves. And so now we have about 250,000 individuals, church workers, pastors, even hospital employees and universities and staff and so on among the Southern Baptist Convention. And we help them all out in investing for their retirement, and we want them to finish well.
Well, and we appreciate that. I'm certainly a very happy Guidestone participant, and you've taken my pennies and made them into nickels. So thank you for doing that. And on behalf of all the pastors here in Birmingham, we're grateful that we have that. And some of you who maybe are not investing in retirement or your church is not delving into that, we strongly encourage that, and there are a lot of reasons, especially when you're drawing out of your retirement. It's very beneficial that you invest with the denominational entity, Guidestone, and
absolutely,
there are a lot of good reasons for that. We could go into that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot, and not only that, we also provide health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance. We also provide property and casualty for our churches as well, and so it's an amazing group, and we're all there to help every servant of Christ finish well, and all of that helps to do so.
Well, we're grateful. I've talked to here in Birmingham so many who've been blessed by Guidestone's coverage on their property or on their ministry. And when they didn't know what to do when something unexpected happened, they just made one phone call and everything was set in motion. Mm-hmm. And because you guys specialize, you know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So we're thankful.
We have a great, great team. It's an amazing group. And health insurance, of course, has been one of the hardest things to afford over the years. Recently, we've partnered with MediShare and Samaritans to help drive down those costs a little bit more and get discounts for people. And so we really encourage people to enhance their financial security and resilience by investing and allowing GuideStone to help them to finish well.
Well, you've sparked something in my mind, Aaron. I have calls week in and week out from pastors, ministers, those who serve in the Lord's work, saying, what can you tell me about how to get my healthcare coverage costs down? And just you saying that today is so relevant. Mm-hmm. So I would say call GuideStone.
Absolutely. New opportunities.
That's great. Well, really the heart and soul of why we're meeting today is I want to hear more about Mission Dignity. I've heard about this over the last decade more, and I'm intrigued by it. So what is Mission Dignity, Aaron?
Mission Dignity is the ministry of GuideStone that helps retired ministers and their widows to finish well with dignity. And so every single one of our retired ministers and widows that we support is at or below the poverty level in monthly income. And so they've served an average of 33 years in the ministry. And for one reason or another, they've come to the end of their ministry and the end of their lives, and they are basically in need. The stories are vast and various, but the amazing thing about them is there is a resilience among them all. And they love the Lord so much, and they want to continue to do the ministry so much, that some way they continue to either work in their church, some continue to do interim pastorates. There's one in Alabama, Southern Alabama, that continues to pastor a small church. He gets $50 a week from his church, and then, of course, we supply him $750 a month. And he wrote to us. He said, I've outlived all my deacons.
Wow.
And he said, so I had to ordain new ones. And he said, thankfully, I had led these guys to the Lord when they were teenagers. And so I'm ordaining them here real soon. And he said, but you allow me to continue the ministry. I'm 83. I'm continuing the ministry because of you. And so there's just one example of how you're helping a retirement age pastor to continue on, because we as pastors, we all feel like we're gonna preach our final sermon, walk off the stage, and kaput, die.
Yes,
that's our thought of finishing well, and so that's what we do. We hold their hands into retirement, into a reassignment, if you will. Because there is no retirement in the ministry. And we hold their hands, and then we also hold their wives' hands. 67% of the people we serve are widows of pastors.
Thank you.
And these widows are just amazing, amazing ladies who just love the Lord. I was talking with one yesterday who she lost her husband recently, and she said, I struggle with who I am. I was his wife, the pastor's wife, for so long, and all that I have was wrapped up in him and the ministry. And she said, and sometimes I struggle with who I am, and I realized when I pray that's my ministry now, that to pray for the lost, to pray for the churches, to pray for the associations, and just to continue on in that way. And she said, I don't get out much, I'm sort of shut in a little bit, but when I meet somebody, I tell them about Jesus. And that's the beauty of it. And so, great, great group of people. Over 2,800 that we served last year.
2,800. And I would bet that of the 40, 5,000 Southern Baptist churches across the nation, a select group have even heard of this important work that Absolutely. Southern Baptists are partnering in.
Absolutely. You know, we are always we're always trying to find more. And so one of the things that that we've had to do is get into their ears in a different way. One of those ways is through our association leaders. We looked at the high poverty areas in the Southern Baptist Convention, and we looked at the associations in those areas. And we started contacting those DOMs, and all of a sudden we started seeing a flood of applications, because those guys know how to talk to those pastors. You know, the pastors, they're giving people. They're not takers.
No.
And so many a times the number one answer we hear from them is when we ask them to fill out an application, is the number one answer is give it to somebody else.
Mm.
When people are giving because of them, you know, 100% of what's given, by the way, goes directly to them. We don't take out any operating costs or administrative costs. All that's taken care of through an endowment that was established before I was even born. And so so whatever is given by churches, whatever is given by associations, whatever is given by individuals, 100% goes directly to them.
I could share stories as well of how you guys have come alongside the association here in Birmingham and have walked shoulder to shoulder to take care of those who have served us. I equate them to, in some ways, to the veterans. They're yeah. military almost, except they're in the Lord's army, and they have put their lives on the line. Some of the smallest churches in the most out-of-the-way places who've had a gospel witness because of their faithfulness.
Absolutely.
The sacrifices that their wives have made. Some of you who may not know much about living in ministry, it would certainly make your mind spin. And they have done that with no regard to any fame. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what people hear, Aaron, I don't know many overpaid pastors.
Absolutely. The average size church in the Southern Baptist Convention is actually still 77 people. The compensation is never really that strong for 77 people to provide for. And so people ask me, how long is Mission Dignity going to be needed? And I always say, well, I have it on good authority from the Lord that the poor will always be among you. And that includes pastors and their widows. But also the fact is that our churches are doing their best to try and take care of their pastors. However, many times it's just not enough, you know, when they get to the end. And sometimes a medical emergency happens. The average age that someone fills out an application for Mission Dignity is 77, meaning that they have gone as long as they can in the ministry, and they finally get to something that happens in their life, and they become in need. They usually come to us as a couple at 77. By age 81, the average is that the couple becomes a single, and we hold the hand of the couple and the single, either the widow or the widower, until both pass away.
Thank you for doing that. And I want to say, Aaron, what you do, I consider you a missionary. I really do. You're a missionary of the Southern Baptists. And you take the gospel in a different way to those who have been stewards of it, and because Christians need the gospel too.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've had the privilege of doing is traveling around preaching in churches. I used to be a professor and so on and so forth, pastor for 20 years. And so people ask me to come and preach and then share Mission Dignity. And so last year I was in 31 churches and nationwide, and it's an honor to not only tell the stories but also preach the gospel. And it's just amazing to see what our sweet retired ministers and widows do through their stories. Let me share one real quick from a widow. you know, she had been married to her husband for 61 years. He passes away. She moves close to her daughter, joins a new church, you know, totally new town, you know, so on. And she said, you know, I just didn't know who I was. I was isolated. I joined a new church. The church says, the pastor says, what do you want to do? And she says, I don't know. I've always led people to Christ, so put me somewhere where I can share Jesus.
Mm.
And they had a battered women's shelter in their church. And so they put her as the greeter of the battered women's shelter. And that first year, she led 26 ladies to Christ.
To God be the glory.
I mean, that's just the way that they are. They want to keep serving until the end. And even when it gets to the end, they want to go out saying, I've done all that I can. Because they are. They're soldiers of the cross. That's who they are.
Well, I'm ready to get out my debit card now. And I'm ready to give. I know that certainly individuals could give, businesses, churches. So tell us how we can engage in Mission Dignity as those who care about those who served us so well. What can we do?
Absolutely. So missiondignity.org, you can go there and donate through our website there. That's for mostly individuals and so on. Churches, we have on the Southern Baptist Convention's calendar, Mission Dignity Sunday. It is the fourth Sunday of every June. And so a couple of weeks after the Southern Baptist Convention is when Mission Dignity Sunday is. And this year's June 25th, we welcome all of our Southern Baptist churches to participate by, you can order free materials on our website at mdsunday.org. And you can get free materials from us. And then you just hold a Mission Dignity Sunday, much like you would a Lottie Moon. Some of them do a whole month-long emphasis during the month of June. And then others just do it on that particular Sunday. And if you'd like a speaker, give us a call. We can probably get somebody out there to you. And certainly. So it would be an honor to do that. But that's the major way. Some of our churches also give monthly, some give quarterly. Some put us in their budget at a certain percentage, much like they do some of the other things. And 100% of what's given goes directly to our retired ministers and widows. And so that's a great way for churches to engage.
Well, I think in my heart back to my formative years as a young man, and I was saved in a what I would call city church. But when I became a teenager, I was involved in youth group in a rural church, and that pastor was a coal miner, mm-hmm. bivocational, became disabled, basically served his church for nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think about men like him who invested in my life as a young man. I was called into ministry. And then in my first ministry, another man similar to that, bivocational, very small church, he invested in me. And so pastors out there who are listening, you probably know people like that. You know, even if you've been in full-time ministry, you might have been blessed. You know that there are some great servants of God and their spouses.
And they'll listen to you as a pastor. They'll listen to you as a fellow brother in Christ who has served. Because pastors, you know, we're a small group if you think about it. We understand each other, and so they'll listen to you when you say, brother, I know that you may be in need. Contact this place or take an application with you. There's application forms online that you can fill out online right there. There's also a button on our website that says refer someone in need. And we will do the legwork. If you just give us the name and the number, we can call them and see how they're doing. Our ladies are very, very persuasive. both of them Sophia and Becky are just amazing amazing ladies who have that connection of. One had a pastor as a father. The other one had pastors in her family. So they know. They know the life of the pastor.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you, Aaron, for being on the podcast today. And anytime you're in Birmingham, I storm or not, stop by and see us, okay?
I will definitely do so. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.